The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. Just finishing up our Whiplash coverage of J.D. Vance. Again, is going to be vice president. He is the vice president candidate alongside Donald Trump. Nathan Green at 17 in Green 76 says the InfoWars crowd should be looking more deeply at this Yale Law School, much less the other checkoffs. Again, going to Yale is not disqualifying. Stuart Rhodes went to Yale. A lot of good people. This is the thing. It's like, I get that a lot of these organizations are corrupt, but it's not even the same as it was. I mean, back in 2008, when you had John Kerry and George Bush, both as members of Skull and Bones, everybody was becoming aware of this for the first time and learning about the way that these, like, old clubs, you know, handpicked and trained people to become politicians and presidents and spy masters. Have you looked at it recently, though? The majority of the recent Skull and Bones class are, like, transsexual Puerto Ricans. I'm not even kidding. Like, literally. All of the... It's not like the old white guy country club anymore. It's nothing, basically. It's the same as any other frat, just with more gays and trans and people of color and women. Women in and out, too. Seriously, Skull and Bones is not... It's succumbed to its own poison. Skull and Bones and Equity and Inclusion. And this story is about how Skull and Bones was systematically taken over by transgender activists who now run it. Okay. It's not the Bushes and the Carries. It's not the Rockefellers and the Vanderbilts in Skull and Bones anymore. It's the guys wearing eyeliner. Exactly. Okay, so J.D. Vance is a Manchurian candidate, according to Mr. Green. Here's the proof. He was in the military. That's disqualifying, right? You want a soldier? You want somebody who joined the American military? Yeah, right. You mean a deep state plant. Okay, fine. So he was in the military. Great. He went to Yale Law. Billionaire investor class. That's sort of dishonestly putting it, though, isn't it? We'll get to how he's a investor. But the man grew up as an orphan, for all intents and purposes. So this guy isn't a blue blood. He's not somebody who, you know, comes from a long line of billionaires who's had his way through life paid for him. You know, he's not an Anthony Blinken type where it's like, Anthony Blinken's grandfather was the NATO secretary and his uncle was the ambassador to Japan and his dad was the, I mean, that's the type of people that run our country now. J.D. Vance is a truly self-made example of the American dream. But as that's categorized here, billionaire investor class. He has a diverse family. Yes, he married an Indian woman. So obviously that's disqualifying, right? AIPAC. Yes, he took money from AIPAC. That might be the only thing on this list that is actually kind of annoying. But also, except for Thomas Massey, everybody in office is taking money from AIPAC. That's one of the problems that we're trying to deal with. But until we deal with it, it's going to be there. Big Tech has a big check mark next to it. Never Trumper. Yes, in 2016, he did not like Donald Trump. Fast-tracked politically by the existing establishment. Well, he, yeah, is a senator. Okay, so again, I'm just not, this is not compelling to me. This is not like proof that he's not the best choice. Nothing about this. When you compare J.D. Vance's record and just life and his curriculum vitae, it's like so much better than anything else from any other politician. So what are you complaining about? He's not 100% perfect, so therefore he's a deep state plant and they're going to kill Trump and issue the Mark of the Beast system with him? I just don't think so.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Believe it or not, folks, we still here on InfoWars get the majority of our audience on terrestrial radio. I know most of the time we talk about our broadcast, it's Rumble or it's band.video or being on X. The majority of our audience is still listening to my voice right now on a radio tuner. And I was just trying to think about why it makes me so frustrated to see what I'm seeing now with all these supposed Trump supporters, all these supposed far-right, nationalist, patriot, liberty types. Demand perfection. And spurg out when, you know, they learn J.D. Vance visited Israel once. It's like, I sort of get the same feeling when people complain about commercial breaks on InfoWars. And there's like, oh, I try to listen to InfoWars, there's too many commercial breaks. And it's like, we're on radio. We're on terrestrial radio. We have to take breaks. It's programmed in. It wouldn't make any sense for us not. We cannot not take breaks. We have to. It's in the programming. It's on the radio. These things have to be stuck to. It's just how it is. So I'm sorry that we're giving you 10 hours a day of free content and that three times an hour we have to take a 2-minute break. I'm sorry it's not perfect for you. I don't know. I shouldn't be yelling at our audience. But this is how I feel. It's like, look, there's just some things that are reality. And you just have to deal with it. And we're doing the best we can. And maybe you could just be appreciative of what we got and that we're doing the best with what we have. And yeah, we got to take commercial breaks. It's just the way the world is. It's just a requirement. I don't know what to tell you. It's not an option for like what should we do? We should just abandon the majority of our audience to go totally on the internet. So you don't have to hear. And we don't even play commercial. I mean, half the time, it's just like cool edits and like reports playing. So it's not even like commercial breaks. So just what are you complaining about? I don't get it. And yeah, we have to sell things to stay on air. We can't just do this for free. We have families to feed. And if we can't, you know, get support at InfoWars, we can't do this anymore. That's just reality. So again, when I hear people complain about this stuff, it's like, I don't know, you know, this is just how it is. We just have to make money and we are on the radio. We have to take commercial breaks. So we do the best we can with these things in mind. But people hate us for it. People think, you know, people refuse to listen to it. They talk badly. They don't even listen to us. They just talk bad. I used to listen to, but there was too much like a, it was like a, you know, infomercial. I had to stop watching it. It's like, okay, well, I'm sorry that we have to earn money. I'm sorry that that's the way the world is. And I'm sorry if us acknowledging and contending with reality makes you mad. But there's nothing we can do. I don't know if that makes any sense. But I get that same feeling with J.D. Vance, where it's like these people are just demanding something that's like impossible. It's just like, okay, we're talking about reality here. So I'm sorry that reality doesn't match with your imagined fantastical perfection, and you're angry that that's literally not possible, but we're trying to deal with reality here. And the reality is that for anything to get better, Donald Trump has to get elected. And no, that's not going to solve everything. And no, he's not perfect either. And in reality, there's a whole litany of other things we need to be doing to ensure that MAGA has a future after Donald Trump. But what doesn't help is undercutting and bitching at and being hypercritical of some of the best people on our side. I just want to win. I just want to win. And I want to strategize on how to win. And you don't win by being a bunch of crabs in the bucket. That's how it feels. Crabs in the bucket, where we're frogs in a boiling pot and we're crabs in a bucket, right? If you don't know that saying, basically, if you have a bucket full of crabs, they could escape if they wanted. But every time one of them gets its claw up on the edge of the bucket and starts to pull itself to freedom, the other ones go, oh, I can do that too, and pull him down. And none of them ever escape because they're pulling each other down, not because anything else is keeping them in the bucket. And that's how it feels to be a right winger these days. Speaking of commercials and advertising, have you gone to InfoWarsStore.com? Have you gotten InfoWars MD in one of our incredible premium supplements from that line? They're available now at 25% off with the Save InfoWars Mega Sale. Everything from InfoWars MD is 25% off. That includes Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, Good Night Sleep, Probiotic Formula, CBD Gummies. I know a lot of people in my life like CBD gummies, and we have the full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram available from InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. It's InfoWars MD, the premium supplements. They really do incredible stuff. With that, we'll go out to your calls. I still have more from, you know, J.D. Vance. We could get into his big tech participation, that sort of stuff. He received $15 million from Peter Thiel, who helped found PayPal along with Elon Musk. He also runs Palantir, which is up to some very evil things. And he's in the steering committee. He's a steering committee member of the Bilderberg Group. This is Peter Thiel, who helped to fund J.D. Vance in his campaign. But they actually, you know, were in business together before then. J.D. Vance, Blake Masters, Peter Thiel, and the anti-big tech hypocrisy. These GOP candidates profited off of tech firms. Now they denounce them. So this is a story from 2022 from Mother Jones. They talk about some of the statements made against big tech by J.D. Vance, who said, quote, "Big tech has become more powerful than our own government and controls what you're allowed to say and what you're allowed to think in your own country." He thinks that breaking up Silicon Valley companies is a good idea, and complained there are very few senators willing to go after Silicon Valley. He characterized the entire economic engine of big tech, of Facebook, of Google, of everyone as, quote, harvesting your data. It's effectively spying on you, which is true and all good. Here's where his participation comes in. Vance was a principal at Mithril Capital Management, Thiel's venture capital firm. In 2019, he co-founded Naraya Capital, a VC firm. To launch the company, he relied on funding from Thiel and other big tech titans, Eric Schmidt, a past CEO of Google, and Mark Anderson, who co-founded Netscape and the Silicon Valley venture capital firm Anderson Horowitz. So yeah, he was a VC. The thing is, if you aren't connected to the VC, like if you don't know anything about the VC world, it has a lot of libertarian types in it, like a lot, like more than almost any other, like real patriot types. And it's weird because, you know, a lot of the, you know, it's not controlled by those people. At the end of the day, the big tech companies are all, you know, socialist globalist types, but still there's a lot of venture capital firms that are run by just like I mean, it's interesting. I know one guy who just, he figured out, probably shouldn't even say this on air, just because other people are going to do it, but he just figured out early on that he could subscribe by paying like $100 a month. You can subscribe to the AP Newswire, which is the, it's the Newswire. It's where all of the other outlets get all of their news, right? They just get an AP story and then they rewrite it for their own outlet. But what it means is that you're getting the news before it gets anywhere else, right? So this guy, he's just like a regular dude. He's like a mechanic or something. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to sign up for the AP Newswire. I'm going to get news about 5 minutes before the rest of the world does, and I'm going to buy stocks based off of that news. It's not insider trading because it's public information. It's just not widespread yet. And so he just took that 5 minute advantage he had to rapidly buy stocks from whichever company was mentioned in the news report. He became like a billionaire that way. There's a lot of people in VC who are simply very clever and make a lot of money. But that is the, that's the connection that, you know, Peter Thiel's a giant force behind a lot of conservative and so-called conservative movements. I'm sort of agnostic about him. Kind of in the same way with Elon Musk. Does a lot of good stuff, funds a lot of great things, also has his fingers in some very suspicious pies. But enough from me. Let's go to you. Toto in Wisconsin has a comment about J.D. Vance. Go ahead, Toto. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here in Milwaukee with the RNC, and like last night it was pretty wild. Like this giant storm came in right as Trump was going to make an appearance at the Pfizer farm, and like there was like 7 tornadoes in Chicago suburbs, and just went south of us, and there was like klaxons in downtown Chicago.
Yeah, I heard there were tornadoes in Chicago. It's crazy.
Yeah, there was like dozens of circulations, and I think they said now like 7 to 10 tornadoes on the ground. But wow. With J.D. Vance, I think it's like a coalition pick. You know, he's making like Obama did, a coalition of the willing. You know, you saw Tucker there and other people, like a squad. And, it, you know, I think with, you know, if you study communications, an optics pick, 70% they say is how you look, 20% how you sound, and 10% the actual content of what you're talking about. So I understand the strategy, you know. I thought Trump was like high class, like he could have been like other people and probably like show off the wound and be like, oh, look how they got me or whatever. But he was classy and put the bandage over, you know, like maybe he could put in like a sweet ear gauge diamond with like a Trump logo on it, I thought, you know. He had like the coalition of like the speaker and Teamsters and legal immigrants, so like building a platform. So I thought it was, you know, could have been way worse. And everything beyond that, I've spoke with Owen before about it, is like you get in the realm of like Puritanism, and Trump's the guy in the arena, and everyone, of course, is going to be like, it's his pick ultimately, and everyone's going to be like, all right, the gladiator should swing his sword this way or that way. So who knows why he's made that pick, really, but I'm sure he has his reasons, Trump, that is. What do you think, Harrison?
No, I agree with basically everything you're saying. And I think it was a very good pick. He could have picked a lot of significantly worse people. So, you know, I really don't know what everybody's complaining. I really don't get what everybody's complaining about. I mean, J.D. Vance is not somebody that strikes me as someone who they're going to kill Trump to get in office. He's not friendly to their ideas. He's really not. They really hate this guy. They being the neocons and the liberals. So again, what are we complaining about? And so I keep seeing people, you know, they're like, he's the worst. And it's like, who would you rather have him choose instead? And people are like, Tucker Carlson. It's like, okay, but Tucker's not going to do that. He didn't want to do that. That was never an option. That's the thing. It's like, it's just these fantasies. Also, everything you can say bad about J.D. Vance, you can say bad about Tucker Carlson. What can you say about J.D. Vance that you can't equally say, or even more so, about Tucker Carlson? The grass is always greener on the other side, but Tucker Carlson spent his entire... He used to work for CNN. What? He was a neocon at Fox for years. He loves Israel. all of these things. So it's like, what are we complaining about? Who would be better? Nobody. So what are we complaining about? Thanks for the call, Toto. Let's go to Steve in Alaska. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
Hold on real quick.
All right, Steve's connecting here. All right, go ahead,
Hello,
Steve.
Can you hear me? There?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the problem with J.D. Vance is...
All right. I'll let you get away with that one, Steve, but we're on terrestrial radio. I just did a big rant about it. Try not to curse for us. You're... go ahead.
Yep. Sorry, man. Oil field language. He is not somebody that the establishment will fear. So if they are put in a position where they can kill Trump, which is what they're going to do, they're going to end up with somebody that they can easily control, because I don't think that he's going to have what it's going to take. Like, say, and I'm going to use Vivek Ramaswamy, whom I do not support, but I do support his policies, because he wants to abolish the Fed. He wants to abolish the FBI. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So somebody like that is somebody that the establishment would fear. So they would leave Trump in office, you know, as an idea, rather than deal with somebody like him who will basically dismantle their whole platform. That's why I do not support Vance. No, I'm not a fan of Israel either.
Well, no, wait.
And I don't like Trump.
I mean, we just read a quote from J.D. Vance where he says exactly that. He's like, we need to dismantle everything. The number one thing Trump should do is fire all of the mid-level bureaucrats and replace them with, like, patriotic Trump supporters. So, I mean, that's exactly what he said.
How long has Mr. Vance been in office? And I only say this as an example. How many bills has he introduced to audit the Fed or dismantle any of these three-letter agencies? Sorry, man. Actions speak louder than words when it comes to that. And I'm tired of settling for second best as an American. You know, oh, it's the best of the worst picks, right?
All right. So who would you rather he pick?
I would rather he pick somebody that is a no name. And don't get me wrong. I would probably be a bad choice for that position, but somebody more like me, because I not kidding you. I would dismantle that whole platform. I would push to prosecute all of these traitors, these people who won't swear oaths to office and defend our Constitution. Those who want to send money to foreign countries rather than take care of our veterans in our own country. So I don't know who he could pick, to be honest. Yeah,
exactly.
He's probably the best of the worst category of choices, but I just hope he works out, because I don't want to go to a civil war, and I don't want to kill Americans. I don't want to be forced to make sure that the legacy of America lives on through the blood of other Americans.
Yeah,
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't either. So I don't understand. It's exactly what I said, right? I mean, this is, I don't get it. I don't get it. You said you're tired of, settling for second best, but then there's nobody better than Vance. Then you're not settling for second best. You're settling for first best, which isn't settling. It's the best, right? Anyway, I don't get it. I don't know. He's not, Trump's like, is that what it boils down to? Is literally, it's just like, who would you rather have Trump pick vice president? Me? I mean, he has to pick somebody with experience that's in the, like, he's not going to pick an oil field worker. I mean, honestly, I'm not even, you know, not saying you wouldn't do a good job. In a fantasy, yeah, that would be awesome. If Trump was just like, actually, it's this guy that's been managing my hotel in, you know, Minnesota for 50 years. He's the best manager I've ever had. And he's just a rock solid dude. And he's the nighttime manager at the Trump Hotel in Chicago. That would probably give us the best candidate, to be honest with you. But that's not how this works. So what are we doing? What are we fantasizing about? None of that's never an option. So let's talk about real things. Andrew in New Jersey, what is your take on J.D. Vance?
Just want to say, Evander Holyfield has nothing on Trump. You get the reference?
He's a boxer. I'm not sure I get through. Oh. Is he the one that got his ear bit off?
Right.
I saw somebody post a picture of him with his ear off, and it just said, Trump assassination Netflix adaption.
And just want to say, the red flag with J.D. Vance, from what you read, it only would be the pharmaceutical, being with the pharmaceutical companies. And I wanted to elaborate on what he said about affirmative action or diversity, equity, inclusion, and also that I could link that to the Trump fist bump. But he's right. It is racism against whites and white men, but it's also racism against minorities because you're lowering the standard. So that is demeaning, and that's racist in itself because you're not treating people equally.
Right.
You're looking down on them. Just like with lowering, like with the fist bump Trump was able to do, I think ironically, because of affirmative action, they had these smaller females that couldn't subdue Trump, like stop him. They were trying to do the right thing and push him, you know. But he was bigger than them, so he was able to stop.
Not anymore, though. Right. He knows that, Andrew. Not anymore. Last night, he was surrounded by all men, all big men on his detail today or yesterday. I don't know if you noticed that. But yeah, DI is destroying this country. And, you know, and that's the type of thing that I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that case being made yesterday at the RNC. You know, they'll say stuff like, we're not racist. Democrats are the racists. Yeah. And it's like, okay, great. You know, we've heard that a million times where they'll say, you know, I don't know. It just they're sort of pandering. They're sort of like, actually, Democrats are the real racists. How about you actually make the argument? Because the argument I always hear from black politicians or public figures is they're like, they're not doing enough for us. Biden's not doing enough. They expect our vote, but then they never do anything for us. We never get, you know, get anything from them. And like the argument I would make if I was at the DNC is like, that's not the issue. The issue is they're doing too much. The issue is they treat minorities like little babies that need help constantly. It's disrespectful. And it's not that they haven't done enough. They've done too much. Every time they try to help you, you end up worse. So it's not that you need somebody who will pander to you even harder and give you even more unearned goods. You need to reject this mentality of we cannot do anything without daddy government giving us a leg up. Like have some self-respect, have some honor, and say, quit trying to treat me like a child. Just get out of my way and let me achieve greatness on my own. I would like to see some speeches that talk about these things with some substance and make arguments that might resonate with people rather than just Democrats are the real racists for the 1,000th time without anything to back it up. At least provide some evidence, at least provide some arguments as to what makes them racist. Or why DEI has a negative impact for anybody of every race, color, and creed. Again, just to talk about Trump's assassination and you know the J.D. Vance pick and the RNC. And all of these things sort of represent just increasingly common examples of incompetence and division in our country when we should all be unified and fighting for our lives to retake power before it's too late.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals and food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Your calls on our three topics today: the Trump assassination, the pick of J.D. Vance as vice president nominee, as well as the RNC overall. I'm going to go to two videos here that I think show that Vance is willing to take extremely unpopular positions, in contrary to basically every other Republican politician. And these stances, to me, represent a fundamental belief system that's sort of the most important thing. You can sort of debate on the nuances of a lot of policies. But if you have the basics right, that's rare in and of itself. And one of the things that I'm glad that he seems to understand is that America is not simply an economic zone. We are not just a giant shopping mall. We are a people with a land. And you can't just replace all of the people with other people and still have it be the same nation. We are not interchangeable. We are unique and special. And he seems to understand this. So let's go to clip number 18. Here's J.D. Vance rejecting the widely held belief, ideology, that the position that you've heard from supposed conservatives for a long time, that America is just an idea. Charlie Kirk has said this. He said, if you just, you can just have America, it doesn't matter who's there or where it is. It's just, it's an idea. It's a thing that anybody can be. It's like, not really, though. And J.D. Vance debunks this in this speech. Let's watch.
One of the things that you hear people say, even on our side, that you hear people say, is that America is the first creedal nation. Okay? America is an idea. Now, America has really good ideas at the founding of our country. It was created by very brilliant men. The Constitution, of course, had this incredible influence in political theory, and that's why it has stood the test of time. But America is not just an idea, though we were founded on great ideas. America is a nation. It is a group of people with a common history and a common future. And yes, thank you. One of the parts of that commonality as a people is that we do allow newcomers to this country, but we allow them on our terms, on the terms of the American citizens. And that's the way that we preserve the continuity of this project from 200 years past to hopefully 200 years in the future.
How do you not like this guy? Can you name me a single other politician that has said something like that? I tell you, a lot of politicians say the exact opposite. Steve King, maybe, and he was ousted from office for even hinting that America is not just an economic zone with interchangeable parts, being the people. We'll go to one more clip and then out to your calls. Clip 20 here. This is J.D. Vance, again, taking on the immigration topic and the housing market topic in a way that seems fairly unique to Vance. Let's watch.
I want to focus on, you know, one of the under-discussed components of the housing crisis in our country today, and that is its connection to mass illegal immigration. And just to sort of put a fine point and explain where I'm coming from on that and why I'm raising this issue is, I think that a lot of our friends on the other side of the aisle have convinced themselves that lax immigration is somehow a compassionate thing to do. And yet, if you take 5 to 10 million people and you introduce them into a country over 2 years, and you're talking about you increase the demand for housing because those 5 to 10 million people need housing, while at the same time, the supply of housing is relatively inelastic. So with that in mind, there are a couple pieces of research that we've sort of been looking at just as I focus on this particular issue. You do see very predictable increases in housing costs and rents when you have mass immigration into a country, into a metro area, even into a county. Combine that increase in rents and increase in housing costs with another unusual component of the effect on mass immigration and housing costs, and it's that in the neighborhood where you have the highest inflow of immigration, you also have declining home prices. So if you take those two pieces of evidence together, what you basically get is rich people who have homes in low immigration areas benefit from our mass immigration policies, and everybody else finds the American dream of home ownership further and further away because we've effectively invited 5 to 10 million people into our country to break our laws. I think that we talk too much about this, not that the law enforcement component doesn't matter, not that the fentanyl overdoses don't matter. They matter a great deal to the people of Ohio. We cannot, as a country, absorb 10 million people and still provide high-quality housing to the rest of our citizens. It just doesn't – the math doesn't work. The numbers don't make sense. The increase in housing prices and rents is clear for all to see.
See, that's why the left really doesn't like Vance. because he believes what Trump believes, but he's better at explaining it. Like, that's the one thing that the left has, is that Donald Trump is sort of his own worst enemy a lot of times. And it's the thing that frustrates me the most about him is that, you know, he refuses to, like, read a teleprompter and just lay out arguments that are comprehensible to people. It's fine for us because we're supporters and we know what he's talking about. So when he's just like, housing prices are going up, immigration is terrible, we get it. Most people, this just sounds like nonsense. He's talking about housing prices and how are these things related? Well, you need somebody like J.D. Vance to lay it out very clearly. Here's how it's related. Here's the stats to back up what I'm saying. Here's how illegal immigration is bad for everybody, and opposition to it is actually a beneficent position. Because you can't just say, it's not racist to not want immigration. That's not a good argument. The argument is, no, here's why I don't like immigration. Stat, stat, stat. Appeal to emotion, right? That's how you do it. And that's why they fear him. But I understand people have their suspicions. Sean from California says he likes Vance less and less the more he looks into him. Go ahead, Sean, you're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, I'd love to wax poetic about that Roman fort in Jerusalem, because it shows me you've done your research, as we all expect from the family at InfoWars American Journal. So I definitely appreciate that. But I'm not going to condemn Vance out and out. It's like, to me, there's a pro and con list, kind of like what you were doing, going through them. And, you know, I like him because, like myself, former Marine, okay, he's young, that's good, he's for crypto, but then you got to weigh the bad. And, you know, he went from being Christian to Catholic. Now, I'm not hating on Catholics, I'm just not a fan of the current Catholic Church and its current Pope. So there's some questions there. And you pointed out, you know, with Yale, we don't know if he's skull and bones or not. And then there's when it comes to tech, you know, when you tweet stuff out, not just because, you know, I'm not going to get on him about hating Donald Trump in his previous post and then flipping the script when Trump endorsed him. But what I'm going to look at is this tweet he had that has been scrubbed from the internet, in which he states, I'm trying to say that Assange fits pretty neatly into the bad bucket, and I wish people would stop hanging on his every word. Essentially, he's not a fan of Julian Assange, who, as far as I know, has been one of the biggest thorns in the side of the deep state and the globalists in the last, 20 years?
Yeah.
So, you know, he has essentially a lot of explaining to do. And I'm going to go a little bit further. I think Trump was going to drop him as the VP choice at the end of the convention to surprise everyone and have a big pop and momentum leaving the convention. Rather
stay
than
on the line here, Sean. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland, where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder. Critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
Most people are calling in about J.D. Vance. That seems to be the item of contention on today's docket. Let's go back to Sean in California. Sorry, you got cut off. We got the break snuck up on me there. But Sean, continue with your thoughts, please, before you got cut off.
Yeah, no problem, Harrison, and I appreciate you letting me continue. The thing with Vance, I think that maybe Trump, based on his fundraising emails and texts I get, he wanted to delay as long as he could, announcing Vance as VP until the end of the convention to have a big, you know, buzz and pop and thus spike fundraising. But with the assassination attempt, we don't know, you know, who made Secret Service play the clowns. I'm thinking maybe it forced him to up the timetable because everyone was focused on whether Biden was going to be dropped by the DNC. So it takes the attention away from Biden and his gaffes, and it now focuses the spotlight back on what will Trump do. Something just to close up with that whole assassination thing. You know, there's footage of people watching this guy climbing up on the roof. Americans need to rediscover the citizen's arrest. It's still on the books, and that may come in handy. You know, if some people had intervened, we might still have one fire chief, able to come home and see his wife and daughters. Yeah. So, you know, it's not enough to film stuff with cell phones. Have your buddy next to you hold your cell phone, and you learn how to do a proper citizen's arrest. And if you have to go to court and testify why you detain them, you detain them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Americans need to remember that I'm not saying vigilantism, but if you do things lawfully and properly, the power is bigger with the people locally than it is in a little place, you know, the swamp of D.C. And this is the last thing with Vance, Harrison. I'm going to sum it up real quick. If you research the root of his name, it actually translates to fen or marshland in like old English. It's basically swamp. So J.D. Swamp.
No.
We're supposed to bring the swamp.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
What part? Vance? That's what Vance means?
That's what it traces back to. Marshland.
Crew, get on that. Swamp. We need a debunking.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm trying to do a deep dive on him, and I only had about 45 minutes last night to check out stuff. Look at his mentor, too, when he was at Yale, that she was his godmother for him writing his book, which I'm a conservative like you. I didn't hear about his book at all. How did I miss it over here on the West Coast?
Oh, really?
Yet it's supposed to be the book that was all the rage.
Oh, I remember. So, I remember it being a pretty big deal. I think a movie got made out of it. I think like a Hollywood picture came out of it. It was pretty big. I knew about the book before I knew. Wait, the name Vance is a boy's name of English origin, meaning someone who lives near marshland. Oh no! Oh my God! This is the first piece of information that has made me second guess. I mean, I'll hear about your political opinions, but I'm looking for something more metaphysical. I'm looking for something God ordained, and that has to do with meanings of names. Very interesting. So
they tell you who they are.
Yeah, that's like too much. That's like the CIA agent Mudd, Philip Mudd. I don't know. Name can say a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
So his original.
Somehow I came across his name last night.
Yeah.
This too, like, oh gosh.
No, that is very fascinating. So the story, I mean, Vance's story is very, very interesting. He was born James Donald Bowman in 1984. He was named after his father, Donald Bowman, who left Vance's mother around the time I started walking, he wrote in his memoir, which is horrible. His mother later renamed him James David Hamill, using an uncle's name along with the surname of his adopted father. When he married his wife, Usha, both took Vance as their last name, a nod to the grandparents who largely raised him and helped shape his values in Middletown, Ohio. Mama and Papa Vance were among the most memorable characters in Hillbilly Elegy. Glenn Close earned an Academy Award nomination for her portrayal of Mama in the film adaption. And he talks about how they taught the importance of loyalty. So yeah, apparently, I guess Vance would have been his mom's maiden name if I assume he was with his maternal grandparents being raised by them. But yeah, he had a really tragic and rough childhood. And was born Bowman, but changed his name to Vance. And I don't blame him. Leaving a kid at 1 year old as a father is like,
yep,
one of the worst things you can possibly do. Well, thank you very much for the call, Sean. Thank you for your input. We're going to go to some more here. Let's go to Jay in Illinois. Go ahead, Jay. You're on the air. What are your thoughts on Vance?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Morning. Good morning.
Morning. So my thoughts are, you asked who else would you have, you know, who else talks like this? Well, I kind of liked Marjorie Taylor, and I kind of like Vivek, although I listened to Vivek, one of his speeches, he spoke a lot like Obama did, and he also has made a lot of money off of pharmaceutical enterprise, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who this Vance character is, and like you said, it really doesn't much matter. What kind of matters is getting in Donald Trump, and I'm thinking if everybody wore red, and when they voted and they counted how many people had some type of a red item on, whether it be a hat or a shirt or pants, they could get a more accurate exit polling idea. And then should those votes add up and they don't jive with what the machines are going to tell you, because you know they're going to steal it one way or the other, then everybody that has arms ought to surround city halls on a Monday and say nobody's going to work until this election is fixed. And
I gotta disavow that. Jay, come on, man, you can't look.
I like that you're thinking outside the box, Jay.
I personally am not going to co-sign Trump supporters getting their guns in surrounding City Hall. I can't endorse that, Jay. I just can't. But I like that you're thinking outside the box. Thanks for the call, Jay. Let's go to Tony in Texas. Tony, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, let me give you give you some advice about Lindsey Graham. Never bend over in front of him, because he's the reason why the politicians at the nation's capital locker room have soap on a rope. And he always comes out the closet, and he's always singing YMCA by the Village People.
He's a character, isn't he?
Yeah. But, you know, J.D. Vance, here's something people need to think about with J.D. Vance. At least they didn't do what they always do, go to the politician graveyard and dig up some old corpse. We got young blood in there. I'm tired of these old crypt keepers destroying our damn country.
I think his age is probably his best attribute. Honestly, I think that's what, like, really should make people excited about him. I totally agree.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, and before I go, can I do a shout out to a little baseball player?
Sure.
Okay, I want to shout out to Wyatt the Possum Wagner. He's a good little ball player, a little buddy of mine.
All right, awesome. He's got a good name for baseball.
The Possum.
Oh, well, I was going to say Wagner, like Honus Wagner, but yeah, the Possum's a good one too.
Yeah. And something else, you know, as we're all sitting around waiting on one man to save us, we need to start thinking about this. You know, these so-called red states that we live in, we don't have control of the local and state government of these red states. We keep voting in these globalist Bush boy rhinos, and they're steamrolling us and distilling and destroying us right in front of us. If we can't fix our own local and state governments, how are we going to fix the federal government?
No, you're exactly right, and that is key. And that's why, again, it's like, I don't think Trump's going to save us. I think Trump is like a necessary, you know, thing to achieve. You know, it's like if you're in war and it's like, okay, we need to capture the well because we need to be able to get water to our army. But capturing the well isn't winning the war. You know, it's just it's a necessary component. It's a necessary step, because without it, you're definitely going to lose. That's how this works. So Trump's not going to save anybody. We need to save Trump. It's up to us to give Trump the backup he needs. It's up to us to get good congressmen, good senators, good local leaders, good people in the election offices. It's up to us to create the system-wide change that we desire. It cannot all come from Donald Trump, and we cannot put all of our energy into that one option. We can't have all of our eggs in that one basket. So I completely agree. And I think if we, you know, there's almost no point of even electing Trump if all of the same people are running everything in the, you know, local areas or in the federal organs, right? So we've got to, if we want Trump to be effective, we have to send backup to him. We have to send good people. I remember if you or somebody else mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. We need people like that in Congress. Now, she would not make a good vice president. And this is the thing. This is why you need to think strategically. I love Marjorie Taylor Greene. I love what she does. I would never endorse her for vice president pick, because people hate her, and she's been smeared continuously, and it would hurt Trump's chances. I mean, I don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, she wouldn't be a good pick for vice president. And that's just the way it is. Joining us, folks.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible, because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc, everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.